This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Two friends were talking together, two guys. One said, "Man, you look so depressed. Whatever could you be thinking about to depress you like this?" "It's my future." "Your future? Whatever in the world would make it look so hopeless?" And he said, "It's my past." I think we get the picture. You know, we look back on our lives and we do regret some of the things we said or did years or months ago, and it does impact the way we feel about today, and we give up hope. I was talking about hope yesterday. You've probably heard the saying, there are no hopeless situations, only people who've grown hopeless about them. And Alexander Pope, the famous poet, said, "Hope springs eternal in the human breast." But I wonder, try telling that to someone whose daughter has become addicted to drugs or alcohol or whose son has committed suicide. You try saying that. It's very hard to experience hope when you're facing personal tragedy and disappointment. For example, a couple goes through a messy divorce and they lose hope or you lose your job. This is devastating stuff. We have a new disease today among teenagers. It's called teenage hopelessness. And many of the young folk feel that the future is not worth living and they find destructive ways to act that out and behave. So feeling hopeless has really nothing to do with your age. How many people there are who find life worthless, meaningless. I consider the Webster Dictionary a good definition. Being destitute of hope. Hopelessness is being destitute of hope. Having no expectations of good. Despairing, being despondent, downcast. But I want to say today that God in your life can actually make all the difference to that feeling of hopelessness. Without him, yes, your life will feel lost. Do you know that the biblical word hope actually means to trust that God's future is for us? So faith means to trust in God now. Hope means to trust in God's future, that he's going to look after you, that God is in control of all future history and in charge of your personal history. So it means that God will not desert us in the decades and the centuries and the millenniums ahead of us. Whether our future means death or divorce or separation, moving or whatever, our future could mean marriage and children, homes or jobs. It doesn't really matter in the sense our future is secure because we belong to God. God, in his power and purpose, will not leave us. And I think that is the thing that gives us a real sense of hope and confidence. Thinking about your life, has God actually taken care of the past for you? What about when it's been very difficult? And I think many of us have had difficult experiences in the past, but I ask the question again, has God taken care of you in the past and today? This very moment I'm talking to you, you might be in pain. There may be a tumultuous marriage difficulty, but I want to say that God is taking care of you. He's taken care of you in the past. So if he's done it in the past, he'll do it in the present, and he will for sure do it in the future. We can be absolutely convinced of this, the power of hope. We can actually abound with hope. The Bible says so. God who's been there, we needn't be afraid. Psalm 62, verse 5 and 6 has some great verses. "I depend on God alone. I put my hope in him. He alone protects and saves me. He's my defender." So in our lives, we know from experience that hope can be dashed away so quickly. Bad news can come. Looking at the Old Testament, Job knew about bad news. He lost everything in his own life. And he said, referring to God, "He breaks me down on every side, I'm gone. My hope he has uprooted like a tree." That's Job 19, verse 10. So I want to remind you that what you can do when life seems out of control and hope is lost, how do we cling to hope? I can say that negative circumstances are normal. Peter said to the Christians of his time, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through as if something strange was happening, 1 Peter 4:12. So if you feel that nothing bad or uncomfortable is going to happen, you are going to feel a sense of hopelessness. It doesn't mean we've got to live in fear and dread. Negative experiences will come. But we could say, God, what are you doing? Let's trust in him. God is so good. He raised Jesus from death and has given us new life and a new hope. Thank you, Lord. They're wonderful words for us and do encourage us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.